The incumbents on the Metro School Board all kept their seats this week. That's despite heavy out-of-state spending against them. The advocacy groups were supporting charter schools, and the races were seen by some as a referendum on the issue. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Video engineer Eve Tolino voted to keep board member Will Pinkston in office, primarily based on their shared skepticism of charter school expansion.
While I appreciate and approve of charter schools in concept, I'm concerned that it really is just taking money away from, you know, public schools, and this is my district.
The pro-charter group Stand for Children spent unprecedented sums, at least $200,000, to help a candidate in each race. Their only win was with school board chair Sharon Gentry, who was also in the least competitive race. Voter Ann Green says she has mixed opinions, but takes issue with the outside money.
I think there's belief that some of the support for these charter schools are coming from areas that don't even know the neighborhood, and they don't really know the context for what they're pushing through.
In the one open seat, representing District 5 in East Nashville, Stand for Children's candidate lost by a wide margin to former teacher Christian Buggs, who was supported by the teachers' union. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.